Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's September 2014. The F-35 Joint Strike Fighter is intended to replace a variety of existing aircraft in the Air Force, Navy, and Marine Corps within the next 4 years. Sustaining the F-35 program over its life cycle carries an estimated cost of approximately $1 trillion. A team led by Kerry Russell, a director in GAO's Defense Capabilities and Management team, recently reviewed sustainment planning efforts for the F-35. GAO's Sarah Kazmarek sat down with Kerry to talk about what they found.
The F-35 is DoD's most expensive weapon system, and your report even states it might not be affordable. Could you talk a bit more about that?
Sure. Well, the F-35 Joint Strike Fighter is the most technologically advanced aircraft DoD has built to date. But all this technology has a very high price tag. The cost to design and build it is about $400 billion. And on top of that is another $1 trillion in estimated operating and maintenance costs over the life cycle of the F-35. In fact, senior DoD officials have raised concerns about the affordability, and this does raise significant questions about the affordability of the F-35 over the long term.
Let me ask you then, are DoD's current cost estimates a reliable expectation of how much money this program's actually going to cost?
Well, we have found some significant limitations in the estimates, which raises questions about how much the program will ultimately cost. DoD has produced two different estimates, one by the Joint Program Office, which is the office responsible for designing and building the aircraft, and the other by DoD's Independent Cost Assessment Office. And both of these estimates have come in around $1 trillion to sustain the F-35 over the life cycle. We've looked at both of those estimates, and we found that generally they're comprehensive in terms that they include all the types of costs that you might expect to see in such an estimate. However, we have seen some significant limitations as well. For example, DoD has not conducted uncertainty analyses on these estimates in order to gauge the level of confidence that the estimates actually reflect the most likely costs. It also hasn't established a range of likely costs or likely variances that might be expected. So as a result, DoD can't be sure how much risk there is that the cost in the estimates will actually model the actual sustainment costs once the aircraft is operational. In fact, we've identified some weaknesses in several assumptions that could cause the actual cost to go higher than the estimate. A good example of that is fuel rates or fuel burn rates. A significant cost driver in the estimate is the cost of fuel. The F-35 uses an awful lot of fuel, and the cost estimates have an assumption for the fuel burn rates that will be expected over the various wide range of operations that the aircraft is expected to perform. So basically what we're saying is that some of the more fuel-intensive operations, such as landing on a carrier, taking off on a carrier, or high-speed maneuvers, haven't yet been realized. That means that the actual fuel cost could be significantly higher than what we are seeing in the estimates.
So does GAO then have a calculation or an estimate of what we think the sustainment costs would be or how much they may be off from what DoD is reporting?
No, that's very difficult to do. We weren't able to go through and assess a benchmark of what the actual cost would be. We've looked at the individual assumptions, but because some of those costs haven't materialized yet, it's very difficult to pinpoint an exact cost. Let me give you a good example about the fuel burn rate. We know that a 5% increase based on the current data of fuel usage can translate into a cost of over $4 billion over the life cycle of the F-35 just for the Air Force fleet alone. So we're able to get some of those specific costs, but we can't tell across the board what the total cost is going to be.
What recommendations is GAO making then to help control costs here?
Well, we've identified several recommendations to DoD as it continues to develop its sustainment strategy. For example, we're recommending that DoD improve the reliability of its sustainment cost estimates by conducting uncertainty analyses and addressing the weaknesses and assumptions that we identified. We're also recommending that DoD establish affordability constraints so that it's in a better position to know exactly what the military services can afford with regards to operating and maintaining the F-35. And also, we're making several recommendations to address some risks that we identified to affordability.
Finally, what do you see as the bottom line of this report?
Well, as we've talked, the F-35 is the most expensive and most sophisticated aircraft that DoD has developed to date. So having an affordable and executable sustainment strategy is critical. Right now, DoD has some limitations in its ability to know exactly what the sustainment costs of this F-35 are going to be to maintain and operate over its life cycle, and is also limited in being able to know how much it can really afford. But having this information is extremely important to decision makers, both inside DoD and outside, in order to effectively monitor and oversee this highly complex program.
To learn more, visit gao.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.